It's the aftermath of Jackie versus Evelyn, and we're talking about that and more that went down on this episode of Basketball Wives coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Heard this tonight.
I haven't heard this song in forever.
Yeah.
No. Oh. Like when I heard the beat for Jazz Song, because she sampled this, I was like, I know that song.
Same here. I was like, is it Missy? Is it Sweet? What is it? It's a sample though.
Yeah.
It was
I
a
like
good
it.
One. Though.
Yeah. I was
like
glad
it.
To see
good throwback.
That Jazz kind of, you know, get her thing going on.
Oh, yes.
Hey guys, thank you for joining us. I'm Lanisha. You guys can catch me on Instagram and on Twitter at LMarieTV.
Hi, I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Hey, I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can follow me at Just Sans World on Twitter and Instagram, and follow me on YouTube.
Ooh. So yeah, let's just touch on this a little bit—the aftermath.
Oh yes.
Of the fight.
Oh Lord. Well, I don't know. Somebody needs to give me a shot of caffeine because I was snoozing throughout this whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very.
It was
good. It wasn't a filler episode, but it was just like. Okay, this is the
but like I was
calm
saying, it was,
after the storm.
Yeah, I think they want to calm it down a little bit. They don't want to just rah,
well, they
rah,
definitely
rah,
left
like,
us with a cliffhanger
yes.
for the July 4th holiday break. So
yes.
I can see that this is sort of, you know, a getting back into the swing of things kind of episode. But I will say I was just a little like snooze fest the whole time. I was like, okay, here we go again, blah blah blah. I don't know, it kind of feels like to me, maybe you guys might agree. Do we feel like the show is kind of falling into a bit of a pattern as far as like per episode, like resolution at the top, everybody talk about it. Somebody has a party and then,
oh yeah, definitely. Yeah,
and then
definitely
somebody crashes it and then there's another fight.
And then you have a buffer family moment with someone.
A buffer family moment in there somewhere. Tonight it's Shawnee trying to get somebody in her like luncheon or whatever.
Yeah, it's always guaranteed when they come together, there's gonna be a fight. There's never an argument or never fight when they're all together. Unless they're planning on fighting somebody.
Yeah, especially if they go on a little trip. Whenever there's a trip, even though this wasn't a big one, like, you know, out of the country or some tropical trip.
Yeah.
But still, whenever they go from away from their hometown, where they're currently residing, and they go away, like, drama. It's just like gonna be there.
I think that haven't we learned our lesson yet though? Like, do not go on a trip with these ladies.
Oh,
don't travel. Just don't.
Stay
in your own lane.
Home. Fight when they
stay
travel.
In your lane.
And Evelyn always. Did that. She stayed. But we'll get into that later.
So I guess we did have some resolution there.
Yeah. I think them both just realizing we just both need to go like our separate ways.
Yeah. Now, how do you guys feel about Tammy siding with Jackie?
So, you know what? I thought about this later after the episode, 2 weeks ago, because we were kind of all saying that, you and I and Sequela, that we felt like Tammy, you know, should have did more to step in for Evelyn. I think with all the things going on with Jackie, we forgot like that they were still had their beef at the beginning of this season.
Yeah.
And so they're actually working towards something, Evelyn and Tammy. So for Tammy not to really defend Evelyn as much as we thought she should, it made me realize, well, they're not really that close. They're just trying to work on something. And at the time, I guess right now, Tammy would be a little bit closer to Jackie.
Yeah.
So now it's like, in retrospect, I'm thinking about it like, okay, well, I think it's okay for her to be hanging with Jackie because she's working on something towards Evelyn. And she's actually made up and has a good relationship with Jackie.
As long as she doesn't play both sides, she's good.
Right. Yeah.
And she's never known to play both sides.
Yeah,
so it's
she's
good at saying what she means to both people at the time that she needs to say it. So I think she'll be good with that. But I was just a little thrown off with, oh, she ain't coming at Jackie like I thought she was going to come at Jackie.
Right.
You know?
I was too. I was a little bit thrown off by that as well, by that dynamic. But and I was a little worried that she was towing the line a little too much between both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Like
running
to Jackie, running her mouth, running to Evelyn, running her mouth. Do you know what I mean? Like we don't need like somebody kind of playing
and starting the pot with them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I don't think she did. I think she was very good about, you know, I think she was good about calling out Evelyn and saying, hey, if you're going to, like, talk about the kids and talk about saying kids are off limits, you threw the first stone, you know?
But if you want to get technical, she said grandchild, not baby.
Same thing.
That's right.
They all look the same of your, whatever. But,
it's still,
I
know.
Look at Tammy being, like, the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm
so proud of her.
Yeah, and I guess, like, that's why she didn't really go in on Jackie so hard, because it's like, well, you know, Evelyn did start it, you know? So it's like, I can't really go in on, and she said that. She's like, yes, everyone, I agree with Jackie Christie.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, she was as like, surprised as anybody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That she was. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I love it too. I love when Evelyn got real official and blocked her on Instagram.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, yup. And there is no alert to let you know that someone is blocking you. Now you do have apps to let you know, like you look it up, but there's no
notification. No, there's no block.
There's like, a third party where you can check, but it's not gonna let you know. No,
I thought that was really $3.99. Really nice job, production.
Right. No, really nice that there is no notification for blocking.
They probably put that in for the old heads.
Maybe.
Who's like understanding, like, oh, it went through. She must have actually blocked her. I don't know. I don't feel like anybody that's watching Basketball Wives, though, like, isn't familiar with social media.
Like, people are watching Basketball Wives. And they know how it goes. They know the game.
Shawna was throwing that shade at Jackie, like, you know what? I'm not a doctor. But she seemed like she needs some meds and some prayer.
Some prayer and some medication.
Yeah.
I love that.
But like she said, she was like, she just saw a different side of Jackie. Like, though she's definitely always kind of crazy and a little bit off, but this time was like, who are you right now?
Right. Like, I will say, though, it seems like Tammy had the best read on the situation as far as full picture, or at least whose perspective that we got. Especially because it is true that Jackie goes, like, balls to the wall, off the charts, cray-cray, in the moment. And then she comes back and she's like, all right, I'm sorry, I messed up, let's move on.
Yeah.
Wants it to be over and done with, and then go to the next balls to the wall moment.
Right.
Yeah. Evelyn is 100%, I'm going to hold on to this, I'm going to harbor
it. Hold that grudge.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hold a grudge until the day you die.
Right. And that's why I like her. I hold that grudge like it's a $100 bill. I will not let it go until I'm ready.
Right. Oh,
so, yeah.
Wow, well, and that's the thing that I think you don't take into account when you have a fight with these ladies. These ladies don't take into account, especially Jackie, is the fact that sometimes when you have a fight with somebody, you might be ready to move on, but they might not be.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
You know? We were talking about that last time, that it's like, give Evelyn a chance to authentically say sorry.
Right,
Force someone to say sorry, because they're not going to mean it, and they're going to say it in a way that hurts more than not saying
it. Right. Yep. And you also let someone calm down so it doesn't escalate even more.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to a level that you didn't want to get to. So it's like, let's just let all parties calm down.
Yep.
We will revisit this later, you know?
And Jackie was sounding crazy because Shawna was like, yeah, she went for a walk to cool down. It's like, and then she came out, and I'm just like, you can't flip this, Jackie.
Yeah,
just take it.
She's trying to be all big and bad. Yeah. Oh, she walked by me. If she had something to say, she should have said it then. Shawna was like, she was trying to walk away.
There was no.
She wasn't trying to fight with you. She wasn't trying to argue with you. She didn't want anything.
Yeah.
But you kept on.
But there was no reasoning with Jackie in that moment.
No, I mean,
when Jackie gets to that level, there is no reasoning with her. She is like 100% her own advocate, and she's like, everybody else out of my way.
I was like, she yelled out her room number. I'm like, you better be lucky Evelyn didn't hear that.
Yes.
Those cousins.
I feel like they would have been up. I'm surprised actually when they got in the car that Evelyn didn't get it out of Shawna.
Yeah.
Because once Shawna dropped that she was like, she was yelling out her room number and all of that stuff, I was like, oh, she is 100% going to find out what that room number is.
And she probably did when the cameras went off.
Yeah. Like,
let me take this mic off real quick because I don't need any receipts.
Any receipts.
Because what you saw on camera, I don't know where she is. I didn't know. And then it's like, what room is she at? What, at 2 o'clock?
Where's she at?
Yeah, where's she at?
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh man, and Jazz got a.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to go there. Like you said, it's like their little plot or outline or whatever for the show because it's like drama, drama, drama. Then they kind of try to calm it down.
It's always the second segment of it.
But like we said earlier, I'm happy for Jazz.
Yeah.
Because, you know, her music may start getting out there. She probably has, you know, like the whole like YouTube buzz or like SoundCloud, something like that, you know?
Yeah. I think she's more like underground.
Yeah, she's more underground right now. And then so now with this deal, congratulations to her.
Yeah,
she may be putting her music out. And I like the song for what I can kind of hear. Then she
We heard like
got up and four started lines. Rapping with it.
Yeah, it was still good.
Okay. So the only thing I didn't like about her rapping with the song is like, okay, this is a radio specialist here, so you want to kind of hear it through the speaker. This isn't a performance person or something like that. You kind of just, it's okay to just vibe to it. We're not looking at your performance right now, we're looking at your sound.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. you know, will this play? Will this work? You know what I mean? Will it be popular? It's like, okay, just chill for a moment, Jazz. Yeah. That was just for me, my little pet peeve.
Yeah, but maybe he asked for it, you know? I mean, maybe he was like, I don't know, maybe. Mm. Who knows?
I hope that Tammy stays involved in her career she was before, because even though that these people have big names and they have promises, you always have to be that mother hen, or just be that glue. Yeah. Like, I need to watch everyone's back because this is my daughter and her career. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything. I think she will. Because she was, Tammy was like in a little group or something. So she was in the music business a while ago. Mm-hmm. So she knows kind of how it goes and what can happen. So I definitely think she's definitely going to stay by her side, even if, for any reason, she may not be into managing her anymore. She will still be there for every single thing. Like, I need to know what's going on.
And she wants her money.
And she wants her money. she wants her money. She's getting so emotional and crying. And like, oh, I still want my money, though.
I love Tammy. I love her. I would want her to be my momager.
Right?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She has your best interest at heart.
100%.
But also, like, as quick as she would get other people together, she would still get you together, too. When you're off your square, when you're not doing what you need to be doing, mm-hmm. she'll get you together.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that sometimes.
Definitely.
Even if you don't want it.
Off your square.
Oh, yeah.
Watch your square,
Sandy. Oh. Zip the lip for 2 seconds. I'm not getting in trouble.
Get in trouble.
You were instigator. I love it.
I love it.
I love Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey, girl. But you know what I wrote down? It was funny, just kind of going back to like Evelyn and Jackie.
Yeah.
Evelyn kept coming for Jackie in her confessionals. Like every second she got, like, about how Jackie dresses. Like, so-and-so's friend is coming to dinner. Oh, well, that's good. She dresses nice. Unlike someone. We all look like we're going to a really nice dinner, right? She's going to the gym. Like, every time they turn the camera on, Evelyn. Yeah.
You know when you're crazy, you got to guarantee that your friend's going to be crazy, too, and they're hanging out with the same crazy people.
What do you mean
outside? No.
You mean like I'm crazy? Sorry.
But we're all hanging out, so I think we're all crazy.
A little bit.
Well, we gotta be crazy to watch this show.
You gotta have your same people that have your same brand of crazy.
Yeah,
you do know what I mean? And then that one though that has kind of has the same crazy, but they actually have more.
They can wheel you back in.
Yeah, you need that one that's kind of like, I'm kind of like you guys, but not really.
Yeah.
So they can exactly reel you back in.
Mm-hmm. Reel you back.
But yeah, so the girls, so we kind of had the two groups that were talking, like, you know, Jackie and Tammy and Sunia, and then Evelyn's little group. And so then they decided to go out to dinner.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Boogie nights, baby.
Yeah, that was really cute.
Yeah.
And now we got a new girl again.
Y'all,
stop it with the new cast members. Stop it with the new cast members.
Like, I'm good with what we have right now.
Literally wrote down, like, who the F is Ashley?
It's Tammy's niece's friend. That is like a list. It's like, let's keep it simple.
Hazel was enough. Like, I was okay with Hazel. Like, let's leave it there. Because as you can see, we don't even see the other girls. Like, I've forgotten their names.
Except we saw BJ today.
Well, no, BJ, I wouldn't count for BJ because she's been there.
Yeah.
So
she's been pretty
consistent.
Haven't seen Kiana.
There we go.
We haven't seen Elena.
Yeah. Well, I remembered Elena's name, but Kiana, I did not remember her. I was like, what was her name? We haven't seen them.
Kristen hasn't been in a while.
The sisters were just. They were there for like an episode and a half.
Asia was there for literally a hot second.
And Malaysia's falling to the back.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? I just realized that. She's going to be there next week on the next episode.
See her more.
But she needs to realize that.
Yeah, this might be her last season if they're introducing so many new girls.
Yeah.
Well, it's like.
I'm wondering with the beef that Ashley has with Sunia, is that the only reason that they kept editing Sunia into the story as much as they have?
Just to kind of have that.
I mean, can you imagine what the production on this thing must be? Like, how many people got cameras on?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I want to go be like a fly on the wall just in one of those meetings and be like, all right, 12 of you go over here, 24 of you go over here, 97 of you park it here, we're going to have a big party. It's like, what?
names and who is who.
I know.
Who did you sleep with? Like, because that's...
Yeah. You know, how do you, how are you like connected with them?
I need like a family tree.
Right, exactly.
Basketball-wise. Hey,
oh, that's what we need. Because it's getting a little bit out of hand with this cast.
Getting crazy.
Yeah. I just feel like there's way too many people. But I feel like they definitely, I mean, obviously they brought in Ashley because she has beef with Sania.
And I kind of want to talk about, we were talking about this a little bit before the show started, but the things that Ashley was saying about her relationship, where her ex-relationship, like the basically that how, you know, it's just out in the open now with athletes. And so it's like, okay, you know, your place is like the wife or main girlfriend, but then you know that there's another girl involved too. Like, but like not even know, because like sometimes they may think like, oh, he's probably messing with someone. But no, like, you know her name, her address, and you guys probably aren't beefing. Like, I don't agree with that. And I don't think it's okay just because the guy's an athlete, he has money, he has a lot of options. That still doesn't make it right, in my opinion.
I just wonder, I wonder how the standard was set. Mm-hmm. Because it seems to me like it's not doing any favors. And this is not me getting on my, like, feminist high horse. Mm-hmm. But it's not doing any favors for women. Do you know what I mean? To be, like, this accommodating of... And now, maybe, and maybe they're okay with it. Now, well, that's the thing. Yeah. And maybe it's, maybe to them, that's all it is it's an open relationship. And if that's the case, and they're like, yeah, but he takes care of me. He, like, takes care of my kids.
I doubt it's an open relationship. It's a one-sided open relationship, because I doubt the other girls are, or at least the main, like, girlfriend is out with someone else or dating someone else. And that guy would probably, especially if he's an athlete with his friends and everything, he doesn't want his woman to be known to be out there.
Right.
So I believe it's, like, one-sided, so.
Well, for me, I think that if a couple can sit down and say, you know what, let's have an open relationship, they better be strong in having that open relationship and have those strong rules. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason why Ashley... lost her man is because she didn't have those strong of a rules. It's like, you don't kiss on the lips, you don't sleep over, you don't do this, that. And I think a lot of rules were broken. And just saying, don't bring anyone in hotter than you that can have an opportunity to take your man.
That's a rule too.
Like, or do this thing where you go overseas.
I was just gonna say, like, if you're gonna have a threesome, invite someone else into your bedroom, do it someplace else where they're not local, they are not easily accessible to you or your man. Like, that's just not smart. And like you said, there weren't really, there had to be no rules.
Yeah.
But it's like, you need to, like, lay it down. Like, well, okay. Not that way.
Yeah.
You need to, like, put out exactly clearly, like you said, what you will and will not do in these situations. Because I think it was just, like, a free-for-all. You didn't talk about it. Oh, girl got really comfortable. But she put in her best work that night.
She did things that the wife doesn't do. Right. And that's what gets you snatched.
Exactly. So,
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, it seems to be just such a standard now where everybody is okay with it. And everybody understands that you're the main girl and you're the side piece and you're the whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, to me, it's not doing us any favors.
It's not at all.
As women, as a society, as people, like, as a married person, like, I just feel it's not really doing us a whole lot of favors. Mm-hmm. So I have a little bit of a hard time with it. And I, like, even tonight when we talked about, like, Shawnee said, oh, yeah, I'm willing to work, you know, forgive a couple of moments of weakness. Mm-hmm. Like, a couple, like, moments of weakness? Like, I'm sorry. What? Like, I'm willing to... How many is that? How many moments of weakness are we defining?
I feel like I would forgive once. I've been in situations where I've forgiven numerous times. But it was so toxic. You don't want to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, in the future, if it happens again, okay, maybe we'll try to get past this. Okay. If it happens again, okay, now you're playing with me and I don't have time.
Yeah, you got to have your standards of what you're not going to do. Like, you can make that mistake once, but if you're going to make a mistake, make sure it's way different from the first one.
Right, exactly.
It's like, you cheat on me and then you leave, like, the food out the next day. Like, two different problems. Right. You don't need... Yeah, but I think some relationships can be open and still work. I would never be in an open relationship just because I'm jealous and I will come in with the knife.
Yeah.
I am that crazy?
I'm
just joking. Kind of. But I can see how people can enter a relationship. I think it's more respectful if you can say, look, I only do open relationships. It's more respectful. Is it going to last or not? Maybe not. But I think if you're open and honest about it, then that's a good step forward. Instead of being like, I'm going to cheat on you behind your back, I'm going to let you know that this is what I do.
Yeah.
you also have to take into consideration what's happening within the relationship at the time that this happens. And from what I'm understanding, most of the time these women are saying, oh, yeah, our relationship's good.
Yeah.
Like, our relationship's solid. And also, I understand that he has a girlfriend, like, another person that he's into on the side.
Yeah.
Like, that to me speaks way more volumes than, like, we were having issues. There was right. some communication stuff that we needed to work through. Like,
it's all
there
about
was a disconnect in the marriage, mm-hmm. whatever it was. Like, there was a disconnect in the relationship, and again, like a moment of weakness mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, I think that's way more forgivable than this whole, like, social standard of, like, oh, yeah, I got you and I got you too.
Yeah. It's like, just like,
what, like, do you? What are we yeah. like a polygamous like society now? Like we're all that, just like right, sister yeah. wives. I'm just yeah. I just am not
and this
into
generation.
It.
That's really it's like they do not value relationships anymore.
Oh
really.
No, they don't.
They don't care about anything.
I blame Tinder.
Tinder, Grindr. I was talking to my younger brother. He was asking me about some girl, and I was like, "Oh, she has a boyfriend." He was like, "It's 2017. Ain't no relationships anymore." I'm like,
"Oop." Oh, gosh.
Because everyone wants something.
Well, there goes my life.
Yeah, it's like people want new things every 5 minutes. It's like you get tired so fast because the new phones come out every year.
True.
It's like with people, it's like you lose interest. Mm-hmm. But,
oh, that's so sad.
It is sad. It's very sad, especially for single people like me.
Anyway.
It's heartbreaking.
Anyway. No. Well.
But speaking of women, so let's just switch it to Shawnee wanting to empower women.
Oh, yes.
And hopefully.
I can't. Sorry, I can't.
She needs to empower her friends before she tries to work on other women.
Like, why are we reaching out to this random person that you just happen to know in New York, and all of a sudden we got to send production down there and lighter and micer and do all this? Are we just trying? Is this like a product placement thing?
I'm trying to stop
laughing. I'm sorry.
And I have to add this in: is it normal for other women to say, "Oh, I didn't think you were going to be that beautiful"? Like,
yeah, that was shady.
Like that was so shady. It's like if she's working for a hair company, at least her weave is going to be intact. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her weave won't be lopsided.
Yeah.
But it's like, do women really do that? It's like, oh, you're cuter than I thought. Like, I understand maybe an ex.
Catty
but,
ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hear that comment.
Oh, I heard that. I heard that.
She's like, not that I didn't think you were. I was like, okay, don't try to fix mm-hmm. it. Just let
no.
it be.
There's just some things you don't say.
Just let it go. But yeah, maybe it was some type of, maybe she kind of low-key knows the girl. Like, let me just, can I get my product out there? Because I think it's new. Yeah. Have you heard? I haven't heard.
Have oh, I haven't heard of it.
I haven't heard of the hair company.
No.
So maybe it was just for that.
Well, nicely done then, because you wrap that up in a nice little pretty scene bow.
And she's like, and it will be better. What she said, it'll be better than Jackie's, or
yeah, because that was total like opposite from Jackie's. Cause mm-hmm. Jackie's thing was just a sex fest.
I thought for sure we were about to introduce another person, and I was about to like throw my headphones down and walk out.
Yeah,
I'd be like goodbye, I'm out of here.
No show today, bye guys.
No more.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same for a second. Yeah, like we're out.
Taking my wine and going home.
No, I'm gonna go join Basketball Wives. Clearly, it's easy.
Like, I know, right? I want to be on Basketball Wives.
Take some hair. No, we got hair already. What can I take? Like some wine, some makeup.
Oh, I know. Makeup. My husband played basketball in college. Does that count?
Maybe in my
There you go.
You can just lie like he went to the draft. Things didn't work out.
There you go. His brother played overseas.
There you go.
So there I have a family connection over there. Yeah. Like, here we go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work my way into Basketball Wives.
Yeah.
And I could be your friend. Like,
yes.
Friend
my plus one that I bring that's not invited to any situation.
Ooh. Can we get into that? Well, we have to. There's a few more things.
Yeah, we kind of. Yeah,
I want to talk about,
because we were talking about the dinner.
What do you guys feel about BJ going to Jackie and telling her the rundown of what's being planned for her friend's party? Like, oh yeah, they're gonna come in like bomb your party.
I
just
didn't
to
really
let you know.
It. I didn't, and I was a little surprised
mm-hmm.
by BJ
mm-hmm.
For doing that, because I didn't like you weren't really talking to Jackie. You weren't really liking her, so I feel like any information or anything that you have, just keep it to yourself. She's not your friend right now. I feel like you take information like that, it's being messy. So maybe if it's your friend, it won't be as messy. Because, mm-hmm. like, I'm going to tell you everything anyway, right? You're my friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but you telling someone who you're not that close with, you're being messy.
Especially when she was with Evelyn. I think that conversation was supposed to be secret. Not secret, but, like, obviously you're not going to go tell Jackie. Because mm-hmm. Jackie's going to tell. Like, Jackie's the last person you're going to tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that this might come back to bite her in the butt.
I
be
think
like,
so.
Who told her? And then Jackie be like, oh, Evelyn, yeah, your friend told me. And then they're going to end up fighting mm-hmm. BJ and Evelyn. Hopefully that doesn't happen because I like their friendship. But
yeah.
there's just some things you don't say.
Yeah, but I do think that it was good to let Sunia know that this was happening. So, I mean, do you guys feel like letting her know that she was going to bring Ashley to the party?
No.
Because I feel like if she saw her, I don't think that she had any beef with her, and she may have just dismissed them. Like, okay, it's a private event. They're here, fine, whatever.
Yeah, because I guess it was like stirring the pot.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Because then, and then Sunia is 0 to 100 real quick.
Ooh.
Ooh, clearly. She is.
There wasn't, argument. What? Where? No, I don't have time.
The problem that I have with this whole situation is Hazel is now doing exactly what Malaysia did in Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's bringing somebody to the situation absolutely has beef with that does not need to be there.
She didn't
That was
need
not
to be
invited,
there.
That doesn't need to be there. Like,
why would you
bring
her?
And being Tammy's family, you would know, not. And where was Tammy to tell her, don't do that? Someone did that to me, and they almost got popped.
Right?
So don't do that to her.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, she wasn't. She found out later.
Oh, yeah.
But she could have, if Hazel is her niece, she could have been like, yo, check your friend. I don't think that's a good idea for you to bring her to this party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we need the drama, so.
Yeah, we need it.
That's where I'm like, snooze fest.
Right.
So it's like, oh, now we got to go create this drama with this new character.
Yeah,
and bring
out
her
of
this.
Nowhere, kind of. Like, you didn't even build it up. She just pops in, and then there's an issue.
I don't know. I was over it.
Yeah. And I said I was becoming a fan of Hazel, but I didn't like what she did there. Because she should not have brought Ashley.
Yeah.
And knowing all the issues she had with her. And then, because it was the way that it was brought to Sunia, as soon as she was hearing about it, what? And then the fact that, so she said she, had an issue with you. You, took her man. And then Jackie, the way she delivers stories. Jackie, you remember that story word for word. The young lady.
Jackie, the young lady.
Tell her what you heard.
I feel like what I was really bummed about in this episode with Hazel is, have you guys ever been to a party where you've been asked to leave and you're like, no, I'm going to stay?
Yeah. I didn't like that either.
You're wrong.
I haven't been to a party like that, but if someone would tell me you gotta leave, I would leave.
I would leave.
I'd just be like, okay.
It's like, what? I'm not wanted here, so I'm not gonna push that button because if they push my button, everything's gonna get pushed.
Yes.
So let me leave because I'm not wanted.
Right, exactly.
I wouldn't have shown up in the first place, let's be honest.
That too. Because of the situation or the type of party that it was. It was for Sunia, her little going away party, her friends, close family. I said that backwards, but whatever. So, you know what I mean? It's you guys don't hang like that. So, you shouldn't even be there. You shouldn't be there. Now, you're going to bring someone else.
Yeah.
You don't have a right to be there, and you're going to try to fight for your right to stay?
Yeah.
That's ignorant to me.
Yeah. To me, it looked really immature. Mm-hmm. It just looked really immature and just kind of ugh. Yeah. I don't know.
But
I was liking Hazel a lot more until she was like, I don't gotta leave. I was invited.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
But I kind of
was like, girl. Everyone in here. But
why would you want to stay?
Yeah.
If she's revoking the invitation right now, then you have to accept that.
But I kind of said to myself, low-key, why is Sunia getting mad? Because she's always showing up to parties that she's never invited to.
Well,
AKA New York. She wasn't invited to New York. She came with Jackie.
I don't know. I kind of feel like Basketball Wives has an open invitation for anybody to come anywhere at any time.
I think their secret message is the producer told me to come.
Yeah.
I
think that's what the secret message is.
That's what it's starting to feel like more and more. Like these fights are seeming
more
less
pushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less authentic and more forced.
Because back in the day, it did feel like, ooh, they really have drama. I mean, for example, we'll get to them a little bit later too, but Evelyn and Jennifer. That was a real situation.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They had a real friendship. They really went through some things, and their beef was real.
Yeah.
Versus these beefs that are, they're pushed, they're forced. They're
made
up.
There's no
almost,
way you can talk someone to jump over a table, climb over a table, and leap at somebody.
Yeah.
That's natural instinct.
Yeah.
Well, and if it's water under the bridge, here's the thing. If Sunia slept with Ashley's man, Ashley's claiming, Ashley has the beef with Sunia, not the other way
but
around.
But Sunia wasn't even with her man at that point.
Yeah,
right.
That was after the fact.
So why are you bothered?
I'm sorry, Tammy. But Tammy was the same way because she was like, oh, Evelyn, you slept with my man. It's like, but you were getting a divorce.
Right.
What are you talking about? So it seems like the same kind of script, just written a little bit differently.
The only thing I could say with Ashley's situation is because I was with him when you were around. You were around us.
Oh, yes.
And then you... So I feel like, that's a betrayal because you did know me. I always feel like in a situation a man cheats or he does something, it's always his fault. You just blame him right off the bat. But in a situation where if the female knows the other woman... then that's disrespectful and you got to get it too. You know, so mm-hmm. I feel like there was maybe a tad bit of betrayal there. So I see why she could be upset. But that's not something worth holding on to.
Yeah.
Because
that was just weren't petty. Together.
Yeah, that's just pettiness. Just petty. That's just mad. Like, that's, you know, like, why would you do that? You know what I mean? But you let it go. You don't hold on to it for a while. Well,
yeah,
like
and
that.
How long ago was
yeah,
this?
Yeah, how long ago right. was this?
I'm not, well, we're not sure of the timeline, I don't think. But still, it's old. I mean, you're not with him.
It didn't happen last week.
Your girl got your man, so why are you mad at Sunia? You know what I mean?
She's now had time. He's now had time to, like, have his new girlfriend. Yeah. And Bonnie Jill has interviewed her, new girlfriend.
So well, that was like, funny. She's like, oh, I met you. Like, no, that wasn't me.
She's like, no, man, that was not me. Sorry.
That happened to me one time. I was talking to somebody. I'm like, oh, yeah, I met you. You were at this. Like, no, I wasn't. Who were you with? I was like,
oh.
Ooh, I almost said that, but I know the code. I was like, because I met this girl, so I knew her boyfriend, her and I were cool. And I met her before, and then we ended up working together, the girl and I, but I was like, I think that's her, but I'm not sure. So I didn't say anything. And then the boyfriend was like, oh, yeah, that's Lanisha. She works with you guys. And she was like, hey, we met before. I was like, oh, yeah, we have.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Yeah!
But I knew her. I was like, I'm not sure, so I don't want to be like, oh hey, remember I saw you at John's house?
Uh huh.
I
mean, yeah, you gotta be careful.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on. Whose house? Whose house?
Everybody, take a drink,
right?
But take a drink and expose your secrets.
We don't. We just. If you look familiar, you just. I wait until the other person acknowledges themselves. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, we know each other.
Now, I don't know. I just was not a fan of this whole party. I mean, this whole fight.
No.
Now, we had to rewatch that fight. Like, we were looking in the mirror.
Yeah, because yeah, we yeah, that's the action.
What stood out to me, besides looking at the mirror, is that Tammy didn't jump in as fast as I thought she was going to do. Like, if my family member is fighting somebody, no matter if they're right or wrong, I'm defending my family member. Mm-hmm. That drink's getting dropped on the floor. People are getting pushed. You're not touching my family member, mm-hmm. right or wrong. I think that she didn't even put her hands on Sunia. She was like, oh, no, stop.
Yeah, she's like trying to break it up.
Yeah, that's no, not my...
Kind of, that's your family. You go into like a different mode.
No matter
you know?
What it is.
Yeah. And I only say that also because Tammy kind of fits that mode. Like, that's what you know, she was a fighter. You know what I mean? But maybe she's also trying to calm down. She is older.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want to hurt herself.
She ain't that old.
Break a hip, no.
Look, I just moved to LA. I ain't getting popped.
I know. Let me stop talking to her. Tammy pop up in the studio.
You're going to end up on her Bonnet Chronicles. That's what you're going to end up on.
I'm just joking. No, but she didn't jump in as fast as
I thought. No, yeah. She should have did something about that. Mm-hmm. Either stopped her niece from showing up, Hazel and Ashley, from showing up, or... have her back.
Yeah.
One or the other.
I mean, it did happen very quickly because, like I said, there was no arguing. It was like, leave. No, I don't have to leave. I don't pop.
She literally, like, went in for it. Mm-hmm. My question is, do you guys think that, okay, again, going back to, like, behind the scenes production stuff, every single time there's a fight, there are two or three security guards, like, on each of them like that.
Yeah.
And... do you think that they usually advise the other woman not to get involved? I mean, because I would think that they probably... because I only think that because they are so fast to jump in. The security guards are so fast to jump in. They're clearly right there, like, watching every step, like, hovering, like, little, you know, worker bees waiting for their chance to, like, you know, get their camera time or whatever. But... To me, it just seems like this is like the second fight that I think we've seen where we were kind of like, why aren't other people jumping in and like helping this?
But that's like,
I almost wonder if that's like a production thing where they're just like, you guys stay out of it, let the guys do their thing. Because then you think like there's too many people getting involved. Yeah. It makes the whole thing that much harder to resolve. I don't know.
I see what you mean, but I think for this instant, it's a family member fighting. I think all ruse go out the door when it's a family member fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, these two people are fighting. I'm not related to them. I'm going to stay out of it, like the producers say. No, this is my family. Family comes first. Screw the cameras. I'm protecting my niece, my nephew, my mom, my dad, no matter who it is.
Yeah. Do we know for sure? Because we have a friend in the live chat right now. He says, I don't think that they're blood relatives. Do we know for sure that they're actual blood relatives, Tammy and Hazel?
I don't know. She calls her niece.
But I wonder if that's just like a term of endearment.
I would say like usually, but even if you get to that point, once you start to relate to someone as a family member, you may not be blood related, but you're that close.
Yeah.
So to me, it's almost like one and the same.
Yeah.
You know. Well,
he said the same thing. He was like, I don't think they're blood relatives, but at the same time, I believe she should have had her back.
Yeah.
Also, Sky. Sky Patterson is in the chat room, and he said this season is making me sad, sort of. You and me both, Sky. You and me both. Call me, we'll commiserate over it.
But yeah, let's also talk about Sania's new body. I want to see pictures of the old body.
I want to see. Oh, yes.
I do wanna, too. Yeah. Can we
put her on blast.
And that was shady when Evelyn was like, I can't see her ever being skinny.
Right?
No, I can't see that at all. Really?
Well, she got some big old boobies.
Girl. Yeah. And Ashley said, like, she always kind of had, like, big boobs. But, like, she's like, the butt, I don't think that's hers. But for me, I'm like, well, she had to start getting maybe into her womanly body at some point, though. Like, maybe. So maybe this was, like, a while ago that they had their little thing. Because, like, even if you get your work done, like, Sania's like built everywhere, like throughout her whole body. Yeah, like arms, legs, everything. And that's like no shade. Like she looks proportionate. Like, you know what I mean?
But so, I feel like she got a tiny waist. I'm just always distracted by those boobs.
She could have had work done, but I still believe like the whole like, oh, super skinny. You don't go from super skinny to that. Like she still gained her own weight and probably started to get her shape. And she just got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shade, but she looks more like a girl who was overweight that got skinny instead of a skinny girl that got big.
Yeah. To me, that's
how it is to me. It's like, because when you're losing weight, you can pick out what areas you want to lose weight at and probably get, like, surgery or something. Uh-huh. But with her, it's like, if she's, like, a stick, then it's like, what are they pumping into her?
Exactly, yeah. So I think she started to develop.
Which is
whatever,
a compliment. Then, girl, you look natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. And I don't know why they, like, all them those fake boobs at that table, I don't know why they're sitting there talking about her, but, like, why are we acting like, you know, fake butts are wrong when half of America has fake boobs? Like, it's... they're about the same to me.
I don't think they were talking about her saying that her butt was wrong. I think they were just saying like she now looks thicker than she once did before.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I think she was banging.
I felt the shade. It was like,
well, let's go back to season one because everybody looks different,
right?
Right? Can we talk about Tammy season one?
She gonna come for you too.
He's like, stop it. He doesn't want to be on the Bonnet Chronicles.
Look, I love some Tammy.
Here's the thing, but I've said a million times.
It's all jokes.
A million times this season. Like Tammy's look this season is she looks banging.
Yeah,
yeah,
banging. Every time she comes on the show, I'm just like, I love that look. I love that look. You look fierce. Yeah. I love everything.
She looks like she's aging backwards. Actually, right? She's looking younger.
Yeah. She does.
And it doesn't look like she's getting Botox or anything. It's like,
let me stay out
the sun. Let me put on some moisturizer. Mm-hmm. I look fresh and happy.
I was just going to say that too, and happy. I think that adds to your life and takes away stress and age.
It's the relationship.
And aging in the relationship.
Maybe
and I think she's in a good place.
Yeah.
Because when we did first see her, you know, in Miami, she wasn't. She wasn't in a good place, you know, emotionally, financially, just everything. And that'll take a toll on you. So now she's in a really good place, and you can see it. It's like just coming out of her.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. You can always tell when somebody's happy.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It kind of radiates from them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
Moving on.
Yeah. So I think, that was like basically it for this episode. So next week, Jennifer is finally making her real appearance back on the show.
How do you guys feel about that? How do y'all feel about Jennifer coming back?
Well, the fact that she is going to come back and her and Evelyn are going to talk, I'm actually curious to see how that's going to go. Now, if they were going to bring her back and then just have the two of them avoid each other, then I would probably be like, I don't need Jennifer here.
Yeah.
I'm not interested, you know? But if they try to talk it out, work out their issues, and they actually get back together and become friends again, I'm interested to see that play out.
All right, let's go, I don't know, should we do like a $10 says that Evelyn says, go F yourself.
I think Evelyn's going to, they're going to hug it out.
Everyone's saying that,
everything's nice. Yeah. Everything's good.
It's water under the bridge for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't want Jennifer to come back as a cast member because they introduced all these new people. It's like, get rid of five of them and just bring back Jennifer.
Well, don't they're kind of weeding them out right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're doing. So I think if they come back next season, they'll maybe hopefully have a set of girls that they're going to
work with. They're probably testing them out to see how the chemistry is, what drama they can bring, what storyline do they
have. Because normally it would only be maybe one or two new girls in the next season that you have, that they have. But now it's like five or six.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, they're going to need a whole, like, bleacher section for the reunion show. Yeah. Like, they're going to have to stack them up, like, you know, Russian dolls. Like, put one on top of the other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so we'll see. And we'll see what happens with Evelyn and Jennifer next
week. Hopefully it's all good. But we do see that Evelyn and Jackie might end up fighting again because Evelyn was telling her daughter, like, she said they were still talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was like, by the third episode, it's like, okay, it's kind of old now.
Yeah, you should have said,
you put that scene in this episode. Mm-hmm. Now it's a little bit old, but I'm waiting to see how it pops off again.
But now I'm over it. But yeah, we'll see.
So we will see next week.
You guys watch that and then watch us.
Yes.
And hop in on the live chat next week, guys.
Oh, yes, so definitely.
So that we can chat about it together because we love to hear your thoughts.
Yes, we do. So like I said, join us next week. I'm El Marie. You guys can catch me on Instagram and on Twitter, El Marie TV.
I'm Laura L. Thomas, Laura L. Thomas TV on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me at Just Sans World on Instagram and Twitter and on YouTube.
We'll see you guys next Monday.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.